offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Only $6.99.
An 8-ounce Kansas City strip sirloin and roasted potatoes for just $6.99. Tonight only at Yucca Valley's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. A succulent 8-ounce Kansas City strip sirloin with roasted potatoes. Just $6.99 tonight only.
At Yaccavelli's.com.
Now at AutoZone, buy one 12-ounce bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and get another one free. See store for details.
Overdue for a movie. I think this weekend we're going to go see The Artist. I have to see if all the hype is worth it. And I can't take it anymore. And hey, I'm prepared. If 30 minutes in, I go, you got to be kidding me. Just walk out. What the heck? Half an hour lost and $7 or whatever the senior rate is. You know what? Before I introduce Dawn, I have to tell you, this is depressing. When I go to the movies, every time I go with my wife, I walk up and I say the same thing. Two old people for whatever the movie is. So, two old people for The Artist. They never say, nah, come on, let's see some ID.
No.
Not once.
I'm going to teach you something. I'll teach you something during the break.
What? How to get in free?
No, not free.
But he's already getting it. Well,
this is Mr. Fake ID brace that's at Busch Stadium.
Yes, he's got a scam.
If anybody knows how to do it, he does. Here's a lady who would never do anything like what we're talking about. She would never claim to be older than she is or younger or make a fake ID bracelet. She's almost perfect. She's as close to purity and the driven snow as you can get, at least as far as we can tell. But she's also fun, and I think she does a pretty fair job on this movie thing. She's brought to you by the Tool Belt Team, a terrific handyman service. Unless you're the handiest person in the world and can do everything, and I'm the opposite of that, then one of these days soon, if not now, you're going to need this website, thetoolbeltteam.com. Would you please say hello to Dawn Meadows-Dixon?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
Hey, what an introduction. Pure the driven snow.
Yeah.
I love that. And I have never lied about my age.
I don't doubt that. I don't think you would. When we did karaoke on this trip, there's a song that and Dawn, forgive me, close your ears. Was it, who did the song? David Allan Coe, who did Why Don't We Get Drunk and You Know What? Who did that song?
Oh, that was...
Was it Jimmy Buffett or was it David Allan Coe?
I think it was Jimmy Buffett.
I think it was Jimmy Buffett.
It wasn't David Allan Coe either.
Jimmy Buffett did a version of it.
I thought David Allan Coe did a version too.
He did a rendition of it.
Maybe it was.
My point is, in the song, have you heard the song before, Dawn?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I didn't know till this trip. And who sang it? Jimmy was our traveler. Yeah, his name was Jimmy. And I saw the words on the screen. It says, they say you are a snuff queen. Honey, I don't believe that's true. I always thought the words were, they say you are a snow queen, meaning frigid, ice, frosty. I didn't know.
What the heck does snuff queen
what
mean?
What is a snuff queen?
I mean, I know what snuff
no,
is.
No, what is
but...
a snuff queen?
I thought that meant like you're into...
They say you are a snuff queen.
Aren't snuff films the ones where people get killed?
Yeah, but how could she be a snuff queen? She's not killing people.
That tobacco.
Maybe they meant snuff, like stuffy. I don't know.
No, we're going to have to look into this,
but I thought it was snow
queen. Well, I want you all to figure that out.
And now that I know what it is, I don't know what it means that I know what it is. Dawn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So you're going to go see the artist this weekend?
I think we're going to make an attempt to do that if we can work it out.
I know. I have found with you, when I talk too much about a film, sometimes your expectations are really high.
Well, this won't be your fault in this case because everybody has overblown it in a sense.
I did that for The Descendants, and I've done that with a lot of people. I came out of there just praising it, and I wasn't alone on that either.
Slip back into the old aristocratic
speech. Slip back into the old me.
Yeah.
You've done some damage on me, but yeah, I still slip back. But I love the artist, so I think you're gonna enjoy it. It's just a pleasant surprise to have no script, no real speaking language. There's a few words, but
isn't there music pretty much throughout it too?
And the music is great.
Yeah.
Everyone that I've talked to that I would never imagine would like a movie like that, they loved it.
All right, well, that does it for me. What do we have today?
Okay. Today, this might not be one that you would choose to go to. It's Albert Nobbs, but I think it's really important we talk about it because everybody talks about Meryl Streep, and Glenn Close is probably one of the finest actresses that we have had. She really hit her peak in the 80s, and I was looking back at all the films she's done. Fatal Attraction was my first film junket, and I interviewed her, was blown away by that film and her performance, and she is so different in this film. Obviously, in this film, Albert Nobbs, if you haven't heard, she plays a woman who lives as a man.
Which she could do because, quite frankly, she's not that feminine or beautiful. She could pull that off.
Would you admit, though, in Fatal Attraction, I thought she was.
Everybody loved her.
No, I
will agree. In Fatal Attraction, that one time she made the transformation into seductive.
I thought she was cute in The Big Chill, too.
The Big Chill, the natural. I was looking back at all her films. She has just done some just really beautiful things. And this one, you know, you may not have picked her as a beauty queen, but I think she's a beautiful woman. I mean, I just saw her on the Golden Globe. She was beautiful. But here she is. Here she is playing a man, and the story is that she actually played this part, I guess, on stage some 30 years ago and swore that one day she would make it into a film. She's one of the writers. She's one of the producers. She even wrote the song for the film. And she plays a woman playing a man, in order to survive in 19th century Ireland. And 30 years after doing this, living as a man day in and day out, she realizes she's in this prison that she created for herself, and she wants to break free.
Haven't we seen this in another version called Yentl with Barbara Streisand? Did you ever see that horrible thing?
Yeah.
I couldn't get through it.
Horrible.
Well, I don't know. Yentl didn't come to mind. Her portrayal in this film is what is getting all kinds of attention. She's nominated for an Best Actress. Her supporting actress is nominated for a supporting actress is, it's hard for me to say actress because she looks so much like a man in this film. Janet McTeer is also nominated. And both women do just an outstanding job. The story itself has a lot of holes. It raises a lot of questions about same-sex, gender, sexuality, and it doesn't answer any of them. And some of them it raises, it's kind of confusing because this is a young woman who was forced to live like a man and then has to make the decision, does she live her life out as a man or does she, you know, go back to what she was, and she struggles with that. But Glenn Close's performance is well worth seeing, and it almost comes to mind as you're watching it. She looks like Charlie Chaplin. I mean,
she plays it very close to the vest. No,
but her eyes tell the pain, the inward pain, in a way that it really almost moved me to tears. The story itself, to me, a little weak, but the performance outstanding.
It's not a comedy.
No. It's really kind of a tragic story about these two, well, apparently a lot of women found themselves at this time having to either live as a man to get a job or not work. Women weren't able to get a job, and she was left an orphan at 15 and made the decision, I'm going to have to dress up like a man in order to get a job, and then 30 years lived like that.
All right, we had the reverse of this in Tootsie. I have to dress like a woman to get a job, and I'm a man. Seriously.
There you go. Yeah, situation. I didn't even make that connection.
So this is not based on any actual person.
Right. No, this was based on a novel, something Glenn Close has been trying to make And I think it was a chance for her, like Meryl Streep, when they have played so many roles, what is left? She's done really well in FX and Damages. What's left for her to play? And here she is stretching and playing this man.
Hey, didn't Julie Andrews, Victor Victoria?
Yeah, she did play a man, too. What is it with these women? Maybe they get to the end of their career and they figure, that's the only thing I haven't played. I'll go and dress as a man. I don't know. They don't all do it. But
Glenn Close has a really sharp face. Like her face could punch a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Like if she fell into the wall, she would like cut a hole in it or something. But she does.
She has a very sharp features. And in this film, you notice her eyes are very close together. Without her hair, I mean, and also they did a lot of makeup on her. I mean, to the point where she almost looks like a wax figure. And I think the only thing that really looks real on her are her eyes, which are oddly close together, and they show so much emotion that she really sells the part through her eyes.
And it's funny, she's one of those people, too, that struggled and struggled and struggled in show business and couldn't get work until she changed her name. Her name before was Glenn Far Away.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of a sudden,
for a moment there, I thought you were going to give us some information.
I did.
Boy,
Glenn
Far Away. Valuable. You it really is, though. Valuable.
Come in, Miss Far Away.
You haven't picked up on that yet.
ARD is for, and I don't like the name of this thing, Albert Nobbs.
It's got a weird name. That's the character she plays, Albert Nobbs.
ARDs,
2.5 ARDs.
That's the same thing we had last time. Here we go.
All right, Dean.
I don't like women looking like a man. We got that. It's called Katie Lang.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She does it well.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you next
week. Bye, everybody. Enjoy the artist.
All right. I will. Thank you. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, I saw a little bit of the preview. She makes a good man. Dan, don't worry about the phones, all right? Dan, thank you. She does make a convincing man. Hey, that Fatal Attraction. If you haven't seen that film, let me tell you something.
I haven't seen it in ages.
I remember. There are two movies that when they came out, they said it's all men were talking about. And, ooh, what if. That was one, and the other was...
Basic Instinct?
The other one was... Indecent Proposal, Robert Redford, Demi Moore, I'll give you $1 million. Mm-hmm. Would you let your wife? So everybody's going around going, well, who do you think? Would you for $1 million? Would we go along? And this was the other one, Fatal Attraction. We'd have to discuss it. There's another person involved. That would be my wife. If Robert Redford, not now because he's ugly now, but if he had come along in his...
Yes. I say yes.
Then you've already
Angela
made the
would
decision.
Probably say yes also.
Yes, she probably would.
Yeah, but Fatal Attraction was that one that just, I'll tell you what, if War of the Roses, did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago.
With Michael Douglas, and who was the...
Turner?
Kathleen Turner. Man, another tremendous movie about just two people that couldn't stand each other. I mean, really hated each other. Well, we have a couple minutes for phone calls. We'll take them 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's George. Hello, George.
Yes, I am AM and a PM.
Thank you very much, George.
The song that you talked about earlier, the definition of that particular, the Snuff Queen, mm-hmm. is an old term for a prostitute. Can you say that on the air?
Sure, you just did. Now, how are people supposed to know that? Because you know that most people who have sung that song, they say you are something, they don't know what that means.
I honestly didn't know until just a little while ago.
You just went and looked it up for us.
I certainly did.
So Snuff Queen is, and why Snuff Queen for prostitute? What's the meaning?
I think it's just a slang word, one of those things that got picked up, you know, and then if they...
Did it mean that those women were so rough that they chewed tobacco, dipped snuff, that they were... Do you think that's what it means? I mean...
I think that is what it means.
All right, we'll
from the Wild West.
We'll go with that. All right?
Well, you guys have a great day. I'm just glad I could help out.
George, thank you.
Right,
how much do you charge? Well, that's snuff. Maybe that's
I'm sorry, you want to do that again for everybody?
How much you charge? Well,
that all you got?
That's enough.
That's all you got? Well, that's snuff.
Or that's not snuff.
No, wait, no, Tina. No, Tina.
Still under the effects of...
Oh, my goodness. Novocaine. Novocaine hasn't worn off
Novocaine on the brain.
This would be Larry. How are you, Larry?
Hey,
Good afternoon, Frank. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I am so glad to have you guys back.
Well, we are thrilled to be back. I got sick of that salt air. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Yeah. Got somebody else.
What hey, Frank, before you guys went to commercial, you mentioned something about truth in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
There is another commercial that you're running on the air.
Don't mention the name.
I'm not going to name it.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of hard not to, actually. But I will say this. If you go online and find out where all of our currency is made, I guarantee you, you will not find...
The bomb's about to go off, Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Cut the blue wire.
Well, you won't find any mint other than in Denver and Pennsylvania.
And Larry, I know exactly what you're talking about, and here's what's funny about your call. I called. Have you called the 800 number yet?
No, I haven't.
I called it yesterday. And you're talking about the one where a limited number have been released to the general
mm-hmm.
public. And by the way, they've been saying for 2.5 years that a limited number. So I finally yesterday couldn't take it anymore. And I call this place. I can't begin to tell you the double talk and double speak that this woman gave me. She was very articulate. And even though she spoke well, I didn't understand one word she said. As I said to her, I said, for at least 2 years in St. Louis, you've been running these commercials and saying a limited number have been released. I said, how limited is it that for 2 years at least, you're still telling us about it? And she said, well, it's actually been running for 2.5 years. She said that. and she said, then she starts trying to say that they're released a little at a time.
Oh.
It was unbelievable the way she tried to get me to buy into this thing.
I guarantee you that if you call that number back, you will get the same person. Again tomorrow, you'll get the same person.
Here's another one. While we're on it, Larry,
sure.
For everybody who has never thought this out, when you hear a commercial and they say, and by the way, we're as guilty as anybody. Look, we'll take the money if it's legal. They're not doing anything illegal. When you say, and for the first 100 people who call, we're gonna give blank. Well, here's the thing: if the first 10,000 people who call get it, they didn't lie. They did give it to the first 100. They're just not telling you that they're also going to give it to everybody. So they make it sound like, and the key word they're not using is only.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say only the first 100. They just say the first 100.
Or even if they do, they can say, you know, the first 100 callers. You know, only the first 100 callers that see this advertisement. Okay, well, what about the advertisement 10 minutes from now?
Yeah, there are all kinds of ways around it so that legally and technically, they're not doing anything wrong. It's just the way they're using the words, and I think it's deceitful because I think ignorant people and people who don't think it through hear what they want to hear, and they think they're getting something special.
And that's why when I buy my products, I'm going to go with Johnny Londoff when I buy my Chevy.
Well, that would be one good place to go. Larry, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah. I've called several. It's a hobby.
Okay? Yeah,
it's like test driving cars. I test drive cars all the time at dealerships. I just like to do it. This is a hobby. I hear once I've had a gut full of this stuff, and TV, I do the same thing on TV. I call them. Here's the thing I don't get. The TV commercials where there's a special deal, and look what it does, and it does this every single time, but wait, and you know what's coming. Right now, if you're the first, we'll double the offer.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
They do it because they have to do it because that you're sitting there waiting for it. And it's almost like, well, if they don't double this offer, I'm not going to go with it. I'll go with somebody who's going to double the offer.
But back to your car thing real fast.
Yeah.
Do you do it just for fun?
I do it because I'm interested in cars, and I like to drive cars, and I like to see what's on the market and what's new, and I'm not going to buy every
guilty.
Car I drive. I've gone in and said, I am not in the market right now. I'm not in the market, but I'd like to drive the new blah, blah, blah. Sure. Because I say I'm not in the market now. They're thinking, well,
they
maybe
care?
In six. No, because maybe in 6 months I'll be in the market and I'll remember that they let me take a test drive. What are they going to say?
Be fine.
Sorry, if you're not going to buy today, you right. can't drive this car.
Even the foo-foo-y cars like a Mercedes.
I've driven everything. I've gone to the Kia dealer and driven a new Kia. I drive a lot of stuff. I like to go and test drive, and I make it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the market. Okay, not now. Not right now. But I'm curious.
Do they make you leave like a driver's license or something when you take the car?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's funny. It depends on where you go. Sometimes you go, I need a copy of your driver's license. Mm-hmm. Other times you just say, here are the keys. Sometimes they go with you, sometimes they don't.
You don't mind when they go with you?
I prefer that they didn't,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to say you can't go with me. That looks like I'm going to steal the
right.
car.
Right, that's so a little suspicious.
If they want to go, they can go. What I like is when I get a salesman who knows less about the car than I do. I had a couple of years ago, I drove a particular convertible, and the guy gets in the car, and he's explaining everything to me. And I told him, I said, I'm not in the market right now for this car. And he proceeds to tell me that in order to drop the top, you have to simultaneously hold, it's like your foot on the brake and this thing down. And I said, that's not true. You don't have to do that. And he said, oh, yeah. He says, yes. You. And I said, well, watch this. And I did it, and he was wrong. And he said, oh, my goodness. He said, I've been telling people for the last year that they had to do that. And it was, I love it when that
happens. Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a quick hit with Jack, and then we may have to take a break. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay, Dan and I were talking, and we're trying to remember that movie with Demi Moore, and I think it was Michael Douglas, where she was the executive.
Yeah, that's Disclosure.
That's it. That's the other one.
And let me tell you something. Here, I even know the amount of time. It's 6 minutes. The six-minute scene where he's in that office with Demi Moore is the most smoking hot scene to not be pornography that I have ever seen in my life. Whew! She
exactly.
is unbelievable. When she's got him in that office saying, oh, you're going to finish this job. I mean, and you know who else is in? Dennis Miller's in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrific movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Disclosure.
Okie doke.
All right, well, Jack.
Thank you much.
Thank you for the call. And that's a tough name to remember. It's like the other day we couldn't remember the Dana Carvey movie where he moves in and takes mm-hmm. over. And right now, I've lost it again.
Opportunity
Knocks. That's it. I can never remember the name of that movie. Happy 70th birthday. This year to Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny is 70 years old today. The family has actually sort of been in the heating and or cooling business for 74 years because Mr. Bob Matheny, in 1938 had the, it was Bob Matheny Refrigeration Service. But then 70 years ago, Matheny Heating and Cooling was started, and that's what it's still called to this day. A lot has changed. I don't know what systems were around. In fact, 70 years ago, most people didn't have air conditioners, so I bet most of their work was heating in homes. And then, you know, refrigeration units, because very few people. I did not go into a home with air conditioning until I think I was... I want to say 10 or 12 years old. I'd never walked, and I still remember it. I remember walking in the house. It was a window unit, and I thought, wait a minute.
Cold air.
Wait a minute. Whoa. It's summer, and this room is cool. And then I walked in, and I stood in. Remember the smell
of a
window unit? I stood with my nose right against the little, it had a round grill that turned, and you could turn the vents a different direction. And that smell of that, whatever that was, it probably did some brain damage or something. But, man, what a great smell that was. 70 years, and they've kept up with all the changes as people began to get air conditioners. And then, of course, ooh, central air. Those were the rich people. You drive by their house, and they didn't have any window units hanging out of the window. There was a thing on the ground, and that was called central air. And I've told you before, I remember as a kid, if we knew anybody who got a home and they had a little money and they had central air, that's what you said about the house. You didn't say anything else about it. You said, oh, and it's got central air. Woo! And right then you knew, well, they had to pay over $20,000 or $30,000 for that house. One of the rich guys in town when I was a kid, and it was the talk of the town, bought a $40,000 massive ranch home
wow.
on a bunch of property, and people would drive by just to see it. What does a $40,000 home look like? And, of course, it had central air. I don't care what brand you have. Matheny will be happy to work on it and work on it right. It doesn't matter how big your house is, how old, how new, how small. You can have a business. It can be a residence. Maybe you need a complete new system. They'll be happy to do that, too. And they love people who are AM and the PM. If you tell them you are, you get 15% off the first service call. And you also, by telling them that, get 15% off the planned service agreement. It's a regular program of maintenance and repair work. They'll tell you about it. But please tell them you're AM and the PM. Happy 70th to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Gilbert with your Golden Oakland traffic. Tim?
Traffic picking up all around the St. Louis area. If you're headed south on 270, you're slow now from I-64 Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Headed west on 6440 out of downtown, that's slowing down right near Vandeventer. It's going to be a slow go through McCausland. Got some ramp restrictions still in place there. We had an earlier stall right where that construction was at McCausland, so that's what's continued to mess things up for you there. It breaks loose in spots all the way out until you get to the Chesterfield Valley. Then you're going to be slow again. Boone's crossing through Long Road. One more time, Chesterfield Airport Road across the Daniel Boone Bridge now to Highway 94. If you're eastbound on 6440 headed for the Illinois side and across the Poplar Street Bridge, that's slowing right around Union Station now as you make your way toward the Poplar. Traffic brought to you by Mattress Giant. It's Mattress Giant's liquidation sale. Save up to 80% on name brand mattresses and more. Queen sets start at $278. Everything must go only at Mattress Giant. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keep tabs on your Tigers.
KTRS
will hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage.
And we can send you the final score, too.
Text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply.
Berkman hits a fly ball deep. Left center field. Way back toward the pen. It's a goner.
Fans, this is Cards manager Mike Matheny. We hope you join us at the ballpark for opening day. If you are, make sure you take advantage of the opening day pack.
Darren Schumacher drives it to left for a hit.
That's right, Mike. The opening day pack features 10 games, including opening day with the Cubs, matchups against the Brewers and the Phillies, 6 weekend games, and the final game of the year against the Reds. It's the opening day pack. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
He has it, and the Cardinals are world champion for 2011.
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. One of the great ways to take in the game this season is with all-inclusive tickets. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. With the additions we've made in the offseason, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
I had a laptop computer that had some problems, and I took it to one of the biggest stores in the St. Louis area, and they looked it over and said, oh, the hard drive is gone. It's going to cost you about $400 to get it fixed.
Having problems with your computer?
So I left there feeling real bad, figuring I'm going to have to buy a new computer. And on my way home on Woodson Road, I saw a sign that said Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic at 2138 Woodson Road.
I showed them and told them what my story was, and they said, leave my computer and they'd call me back. Well, surprisingly, the next day I got a call, and my computer could be fixed and back to normal for $75.
Don't give up until you call the experts at Computer Clinic. Call 314-423-8324. That's 423-8324.
And they fixed it. They also got rid of some viruses that I had, and they were the greatest people in the world.
Computer Clinic, online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
Since most accidents in the home happen on the stairs, it's important to know that your stairs are safe and up to today's codes.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
So many of the homes have wood balusters. In fact, most homes have wood balusters. And by changing out those wood balusters, it makes it a safer balustrade for one, but it really improves the look of the home. It's just a dramatic change.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place. device, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
We think out of the box. We try and come up with new and innovative ways of building stairs, and not just building stairs, but since we're doing so much more in existing homes, of how to work in people's homes without causing them a mess and a hassle.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Stairs are all we do.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983?
That's
a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters nearly world-famous wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today, I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big, astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Now at AutoZone, buy one 12-ounce bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and get another one free. See store for details.
A very old friend came by today.
Why are we playing a lot of Elvis?
How come we're doing all this Elvis stuff now?
I don't know. I found an Elvis CD. Put it in.
Oh.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
He talked in
somebody. I want to make sure I'm very clear about this. Dan said somebody called. We didn't hear this, so I cannot confirm this, but they said that McGrill in the morning said that on his show that if anybody saw the artist and didn't like it, bring him your ticket stub and he'd pay you back for the show. Now again, I'm not saying that's the case. I didn't hear it. That's what somebody called us and said. But if it's true, I'll check around. I'll even call McGriff and ask him, did you make that offer?
Yeah.
And if he says, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell him I didn't like it, even if I did. Just get the money from him. Get him to give me $8. Let me see. We have, how are we doing on time? Pretty well, I think. This would be Mikey, I guess. Hello, Mikey.
Hey, I'm AM and a PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Hey, you know, you got to talking about commercials, and you got to talking about Johnny Londoff. And
I wasn't.
It made me start thinking about some of the old classic commercials that used to be around that aren't around anymore. Well, I mean, some of the businesses may be around. I don't know, but they just don't do commercials anymore. Am I allowed to say, like, the names? Or
Go right ahead.
Well, like Slammin' Brothers.
Slimon, I think, actually is still around, even though we never hear of them.
Right.
I met one of the Slimon relatives just a few weeks ago and said, is the business still around? And I believe this person said, yes, it's just like one location or something. But, yeah, they're still around.
Well, the last time I saw them, I was somewhere around South City. I don't remember if it was a South Grand or if it was off of Gravelway, but I remember seeing it and thinking, oh, that's where it was, because at the time I lived... You know, And this was, you're talking late 70s. I was a little kid.
Well, for people who aren't from around here, Slime and Mizzarani owned the appliance business in this town. You know, there, there was no Circuit City, Best Buy, whatever. It was the department stores and the Slime brothers, Steve Mizzarani. Those were the appliance places.
Right. And there was other places, you know, like you never, like Mallory Buick. Remember that one?
Well, and today I was thinking of a Marola Chevrolet. They're not still
And then, you know, Fell just went under not too long ago.
Well, and you wonder why they went. I understand the businesses that Best Buy, Circuit City, Lowe's, and Home Depot put out of business. But remember this here? Remember this one? Tile Town, Carpet City.
Oh,
remember
my
that?
God.
Tile Town. It's huge.
You know who bought them out?
I have no idea.
Becky.
Oh, did she?
Queen of Carpets?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about...
supposedly, that's what I heard.
You talk about big advertising.
Who was the one that was cross over the bridge?
And what the heck ever happened to Wanda?
Ken Bender.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know anything about
Wanda,
that company. I don't know if she's...
been falling out.
I don't know.
But, yeah, you know, like I said, I just got to thinking about some of the old classic commercials I remember from when I was, like, a little kid. And you're talking, like, late 70s.
And it seems to me that very few people anymore have the ability to hook you in with something catchy and memorable the way they used to back then. Like I just sang, Tiletown, Carpet City, Sticks, Bear, and Fuller, the store that does more for you. I still remember the Sticks, Bear, and Fuller jingle. We don't have much of that anymore.
I remember Sticks, Bear,
and Fuller. And how about this? How about this for simplicity? Famous Bar. That was it. That was the jingle.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And Home Furniture.
With a gorilla?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to love that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Mike.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Good morning means the Globe Democrat today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's say hello to Jay. Hello, Jay.
All right, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I had a couple things. I was trying to call earlier, and it just rang and rang and rang.
We're popular.
And I hear the guy in the radio say, Dan and I were talking, trying to figure out what the name of this movie was.
That's why it was ringing.
Thanks a lot, Dan. But I noticed there's a commercial. They're, like, selling foreclosed houses at, like, a great discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, if your last name ends in the letter A,
that's a great one. I love that one. That's a great one. Yeah.
And they do that, like, every day. I think that's hilarious. Yeah,
that's a pile of crap, too.
Those are my favorite. All right, that's all I had. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Jay. You could spend 3 days on the commercials that either irritate you just because they irritate you, or the ones that are... This is both clever and irritating, and I get it about every 3 months, and it's that, I mentioned it before, it's that brown envelope. It looks exactly like the Internal Revenue, and up in the corner it says Internal Review Service. Review Service. They get me every time. I look at it, and I go, oh, no. Oh, shoot. Audit. I owe money. And then, just as I'm starting to open it, I go, oh, wait a minute. Internal Review. Now, the other one is, I got one yesterday, and it said urgent important information about your vehicle. And most people are going to think recall, something dangerous. You open it up and all it is some extended warranty company or somebody who
a sale at
a dealership or something.
Hey, it was verified from management that McGraw did say that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you go see the artist and you don't like it, McGill Gruffhaven will give you your money back. That's a tall, offer.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, you have to bring the stub back in here. I think before we break, I can squeeze Tony in here. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Hey, you guys were talking about old cars with getting the safety inspections.
Right.
I just bought an 86, and I had to get the safety inspection done, but not the emissions.
Right.
It's when you first bought it?
No, because it's a used car.
Isn't it 93? Right.
You just bought it.
93 and older is exempt from the emissions?
Well, Danny's is a 95, and it says no safety or emissions is required.
Really?
So 86, you're off the hook, too.
Yeah.
And again, what we're saying is...
next time I get the license renewed, I don't have to get the inspection at all.
Yeah, and the only thing I can think of is they know that it won't pass. They just flat out know that it wouldn't pass.
With today's standards,
yeah.
Right.
So nah. I don't get it. But thank you, Tony.
Okay,
thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Which brings me, ooh, and this is a really good one. Wait, this is something I really want to talk about. I had a long talk with John Zisser this morning. This is something that, as the guy said the other day who called in, this really burns me up, he said. The tire places who send out in the mail, or you'll see in print ads, buy three, get one free. And I've even seen buy two, get two free. Let me tell you something, folks. Are you that stupid, really? I mean, really. Do you really believe that you're going to go somewhere and get a free tire as opposed to going to Zisser, where they never play that game? They just won't. And John Zisser and I have talked about this at great length. He refuses to pretend to be doing something he's not really doing. In the car business about 15 years ago, maybe 20, they finally decided within the industry they would no longer let a dealer say, if you buy something vehicle, we'll give you a free TV or a free go-kart or whatever. They said, you can't do that anymore. You can say at no extra charge, but you can't say free, because it's not free. It's built into the price of the car. You really think that a dealer is going to go buy a bunch of stuff and give it away and not work it into the price of the car? You have to just think a little bit. And this tire thing is amazing to me, because if you really start to look at the offer, buy three tires, get one free, buy two, get two free, a couple of things have happened there. One, you are paying. You are absolutely paying more for those two or three tires than you would if you went, let's say, to Zisser, where they don't make that offer. The other thing you'll find out is that the time you go to buy the tires, okay, the three tires are what they would normally have been priced, and that fourth one, there's no charge. But look closer, or when you get in there, then they tell you the offer's only good if you supplement it with about $150 worth of alignments and other stuff. So there's always a catch. No business can survive by giving things away. They can't do it. So I don't know about you. I'd prefer to do business with somebody like Zisser, who just said, here are the tires, here's the price of the tires, and if you really weigh everything, you're buying tires at least as good a price as you were from that person who was claiming to give you one free. So here's what we're going to do. Bring any ad. You can print it out on a computer from, if it's online. You can cut it out of something. You bring it into Zisser, and you show them that unbelievable ad, and Zisser will match or beat that deal on either the same tire or a tire of literally equal quality. And if they can't make you that offer, then they want to give you a free oil change. Now, that's a standard oil change. That's a $30 value. We're going to try to teach the public something here about how this really works. So, again, you bring any other tire place's offer into Zisser and go, hey, match this or beat it. I can't imagine there are going to be too many people who aren't going to find that they certainly can do that. They can give you that exact same deal, because it's not exactly what you think it is. In the end, what are you paying, bottom line, for those tires to have them aligned and drive out the door? You're going to be amazed that without doing all that gimmicky stuff, Zisser is extremely competitive and can give you as good a deal on name brand tires as anybody. They just choose not to play that game. Zisser Tire, we want you to visit these three locations: Afton, Wentzville, and Delwood. ZisserTire.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Gilbert. What's going on, Tim?
Some slow going now as you head out of downtown southbound on 55 past 3200 South Broadway out through Gasconade. Crowded the rest of the way down toward Jefferson County. Then some heavy traffic between Highway Z and McNutt down in Jeffco. If you're headed east on 6440, you're going to be on the brakes. Jefferson through that construction where the right lane is down past that last Missouri exit. And then it remains slow across the Poplar Street Bridge out to Route 3 on the Illinois side. Westbound 6440. 440. Look for some slow going still from Kings Highway through McCausland. It's starting to break up a little bit, but you're still going to be tapping the brakes through there. Then more heavy traffic, Boone's Crossing to Long Road. Then a real slowdown, Chesterfield Airport Road out through Highway 94 in St. Charles County. If you're southbound on 270, that looks to be slow. About 6440 down through Big Bend, and southbound 170 slows from Forest Park Parkway down to that I-64 Highway 40 interchange. Traffic is brought to you by Mattress Giant. It's Mattress Giant's liquidation sale. Save up to 80% on name brand mattresses and more. Queen sets start at $278. Everything must go only at Mattress Giant. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center in St. Louis, I'm Tim Gilbert on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, winter! Time to get on our bathing suits.
Our what?
At Mr. Beast Pool Center, they live up to their motto. Your family fun is our family business. And they've made owning a hot tub ridiculously affordable. Until now, hot tubs were heavy.
Oh, my back!
Some had to be placed by crane.
Okay, haul away!
And then you had to have an electrician hook it up to a 220 line, which could set you back $500 or $600. Then there's the additional electrical expense of heating up all that water. The new Dreammaker spas at Mr. Beast Pool Center are lightweight, and they're the most energy-efficient hot tubs on the planet. They run on 110 volts and are heated by kinetic energy, which means no high electric bills. And starting at $24.95 cash and carry, all you have to do is plug, play, and relax. Mr. Beast Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sue Mandy Drive, putting the in spas. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Great.
All right. Well, big news today, Donald Trump endorsed Mitt Romney for... who cares? Nah, he's serious. Mitt Romney endorsed by Donald Trump today, and you can tell Trump's serious because he asked Romney for his birth certificate.
And he is serious.
Sure. And during a campaign stop yesterday, an unidentified man threw what's known as a glitter bomb at Mitt Romney. Now, the culprit hasn't been caught, but authorities say the suspect is thought to be armed and fabulous. And Newt Gingrich says that if he becomes the GOP nominee, he'll refuse to take part in any debate if the moderators are journalists. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. That eliminates all the networks except for MSNBC.
Amen.
Hey, you know, today is Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Groundhog Day, yeah. And legend has it that if the groundhog sees his shadow, it means we have 6 more weeks of global warming.
Well, I hope so.
And finally...
I've enjoyed this global warming.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so I guess the groundhog saw a shadow, meaning 6 more weeks of winter, but the National Weather Service says that the groundhog is only accurate about 40% of the time, or in other words, twice as accurate as the National Weather Service.
I knew he'd say that. I knew he'd say that.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Coming up, a joke we have not done in a while, another one that dug out of the back of my mind. Stick around. 5 o'clock, Big 550. From 8.